The Oakland game plan was simple. Score quickly through the air and force the favorites to play catch-up football and abandon their strength, ball control. The plan worked perfectly the very first time Oakland got the ball. Now the defense had only to hold the Chiefs' vaunted rushing attack and they would be home free. Done. Still the first quarter, and again Oakland went into the end zone for a 14-0 lead. The last play of the first quarter was a post pattern to Biletnikoff, and before the Chiefs knew what hit them, they trailed 21-0. In the second quarter came the defense's finest moments of 1968. The Chiefs drove inside Oakland's 5-yard line twice and were denied touchdowns both times. Instead, they were forced to take two field goals less than 10 yards from the goal line. With only 28 seconds left in the first half, Fred Biletnikoff took the game completely out of reach. What it was just superior effort by one of football's most deceptive flankers. The moves made on all-pro safety Johnny Robinson were phenomenal. But the rest, that was pure design. You could read the final score on the faces of the players. Despite the nagging injuries, despite the longest Western Division race, despite the experts' predictions of eventual failure, despite everything, the Oakland Raiders had the discipline, faith, and desire to triumph in the West. Now they would meet the Jets in New York as defending AFL champions in quest of their second straight championship.